Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
On Point Live is on the air. Hi, everybody. I'm your host, Michael Horn. But the stars of our show are a couple of great football fanatics. These guys know everything about the game. We're talking about the Rams quarterback. He played at the Green Bay. He played in Buffalo. He played in Canada. One and only Vince Ferragamo. Vince, how you doing this week?
Very good, Michael. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Good. It's good. There's another guy with us today, too, the offensive lineman, a guy in the Hall of Fame, Jackie Slater. And you know that's not a tough enough name for you because it's like Jackie. Could it be Jack Slater?
Jackie. How about Jackie Ray Slater?
Is that the middle name?
Yeah.
That is
Does that
man.
Give it a little more grit?
You could be an assassin with that name. Jackie Ray Slater, the offensive lineman that gets the job done. How you doing, Jackie?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. I'm just excited about this season winding down and finding out who the best players and the best coaches are and who's going to step up, and looking forward to all of that.
Boy, what about those playoffs last weekend, huh, Vince?
It was just loaded with games. The divisional playoff games were it was the excitement. You know, all the anticipation
close
of these
games.
Teams. And, you know, the eight best teams actually were playing.
A lot of surprises, too, Vince. Yeah. A lot of surprises.
Really.
Yeah, they're you know, big plays. The cold weather games, I think, really had a really effect on the game, I think. And then the home team advantage was a big plus.
Well,
except for Detroit. They came up short.
I went 1-3. I don't know what you guys did, but it was a tough week for
me. We were 2-2.
Yeah, I'm sure. That was good. Now, you want to check us out on our website. It's onpointlive.net. Go to the website, see these guys, listen and read about them, onpointlive.net. We have right here our YouTube channel that's available for you to see the show On Point with Vince and Jackie. Subscribe to that. You can follow us on Instagram, on.point.live. Go to crntalk.com. Where the radio show goes on Sports Byline and CRN Talk, the stations around the country. You may be listening on one of them right now. And don't forget to enter our ongoing contest to win Harmony Cheese packages with a Vince Ferragamo bottle of wine. It is fabulous. We're going to give one away today
on
the show. So stay with us here. We're going to really have that going for you. The wine is delicious. Am I understanding right? This is a super Tuscan.
Well, especially with these cheeses. I mean, the pairings are great. I mean, cheddar cheeses, the charcuterie board that they've got. I mean, it's amazing.
And I will mention this. Your name, Vince Ferragamo, maybe we toughen you up a little bit. How about the middle name, Rocco?
Vince Anthony. Rocco. Anthony.
Or we could be, how about Vince the Wine Man?
That's fine.
It's pretty good wine, isn't it, Jackie?
Yes, it is.
And the Harmony
Especially
cheese.
The Carissa J.
Yeah, and you're a cheesemonger. Jackie
yes.
knows all about
the Abrigelli. The Abrigelli is just.
It's your favorite, right?
Smoked Gouda,
HarmonyCheese.com. Get ready for the big game.
Harmony Cheese.
Get ready for the show. We'll be right back in just a few minutes. On Point Live. Thanks for joining us. And now for Harmony Cheese. Here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature golden age cheeses are a symphony of taste. From the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abrigelli to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our portabella and chive Abrigelli.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Attention, pet lovers. Try Gresca's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Gresca's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Gresca's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Gresca's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm your host, Michael Horn. The stars of our show, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater from the Los Angeles Rams and beyond. They're incredible in football, Hall of Famer, guy that took the Rams to the Super Bowl, Vince Ferragamo. Jackie, you were there as well, too, as I recall.
Yes, I was. I was along for the ride.
He was there, Hall of Famer, lineman, offensive lineman of the year as well, too. We are trying something new on the show today. And remember, our website, onpointlive.net, and you can email us. You can email at onpoint, O-N-P-O-I-N-T, at crntalk.com, onpoint at crntalk.com. Email, send us your name and address, and we'll go ahead and enter you in a prize, in a drawing for Harmony Cheese and Vince Ferragamo Wine, a little package that we will send out to you. And so today what we're doing something special, besides giving away one of those prize packs, is we're going to open the phone lines. We don't know what we're going to get. We've opened them up for the first time here. If you missed the opening of the show, you missed the whole thing. We set it up. And apparently we have a gentleman on the line who knows you, Jackie Slater, and knows you, Vince Ferragamo, a guy, and I think we should be careful on the seven-second delay here, Crazy Dave is on the line with us.
Well, we've talked to him before.
Yeah, we've talked to Crazy Dave before.
Yeah, he likes to call in.
Crazy Dave, can we call you Crazy Dave or just Crazy?
You can call me whatever you want to, but they both work. They both apply.
Where are you calling from, Crazy Dave? What area?
Westlake Village, California, just a few miles north of where you guys are probably.
Westlake Village. Doesn't Dallas work out there in the before the season?
Well, Dallas works out in Oxnard, so they're a little farther out. Yeah. But we have a bevy of current fans that live in my city and close by because they work out, or they have been working at Kalamazoo, and their headquarters are in Agora, which is very close to here.
Dave, so you guys are pretty safe with the fires.
I was just going to ask the same thing.
Dave, are you on a speakerphone or something like that?
I'm not. I'm on my cell phone.
Move your head around a little bit so we get a little better reception.
How about now?
That sounds better there. That's okay. Good. Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. We were hopeful that you and your family were not impacted by the recent fires here in Southern California.
No, we weren't, but sadly, and Vince, you know, one guy who we went to school with years and years ago in Orlando, he lost his house. So we do. It's a little impacted, but it didn't impact me directly.
So you didn't have to evacuate or anything, right, Dave?
We didn't have to evacuate. We lost turn off power off for a couple of days, but we didn't have to evacuate.
Well, you know where my brother lives. He lives in Agora. They had to evacuate.
Right.
They had to leave for a little bit, but
he's spread. He's got a lot more brush, a lot more fire possibility where he lives than where I do.
All right. So Dave, what's your question for these guys here? They're experts. Were they going to be analyzing all the playoff games up till now? They'll be looking at the weekend's games, looking beyond maybe even to the Super Bowl. They might even have a pick or two from or some thoughts from the college final game there of the year.
Oh, yeah.
So what's your question for Vince and Jackie?
I got to see, but the first one I want to start with is, what happens if Rams actually stop Saquon Barkley?
If they stop him, what happens if the Rams stop Saquon Barkley? What happens?
I can answer that one, Jackie.
Yeah.
They win the game.
That's
He had the two long runs, rushed for over 200 yards, Dave. In this game, the first time they played, he rushed for 255 yards, put him in line to break the record, the all-time leading rush record. But you know, he's just a phenom.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Now I think the surprising thing is, though, Jackie, they're getting away from the passing game because they have so much success running the football. All they want to do is hand the ball off or let Jalen Hurts run it.
Well, they're going to have to change that because one of the things that we have found, you can go all the way back to the Washington football team when they had the big backs that they featured all the time. You can't win the big games unless you're running the football and passing it. I mean, I'm a big proponent, as you know, Vince, of running the football. I believe that neutralizes a lot of pass rush and creates a lot of bad situations for a defense. Little guys got to come up and get physical with big backs and stuff. So I love running the ball. But I would not have been worth my salty sweat as a blocker if I didn't have several opportunities thrown in there to mix it up with these guys pass blocking. So you got to have a good mixture of both, and I didn't really see that.
Well, you know, Dave, you got to be into the game too, because like A.J. Brown, I don't know why he goes to the sideline, Jackie, and he brings a book with him and he starts reading a book. I think I'd be reading the playbook.
Well,
not
he
an
says that book helps him. In fact, it's a best
relaxes him.
It's going up on the bestseller list to make you mentally a better player. You know,
is it a distraction though?
That's the first time in the history of the game that I've heard of somebody standing
reading
on the sideline
reading a book
in an intense competitive environment reading a doggone book.
Let me ask you,
I'd read it after the game or before the game.
You're the coach. You guys
before
are
the game. Read it at halftime.
Jackie, you're a coach on that guy's team. Do you let him
you
read the book?
The book's got to go.
Well,
when we're out here
I think it's a distraction.
It is a distraction.
And I think you need to concentrate. You have to have 100% concentration on my opponent, my plays that are going to come up. What I need to do better, how I have to go out there and make a play.
And you Vince,
that's got to be on your mind.
Vince, you know as well as anybody, when we're sitting out there on those sidelines, there's nothing more distracting than watching one of your teammates that's off in a different environment.
That's like turning around, Dave, and looking at cheerleaders on the sideline.
Yeah.
100%.
Dave? We can't be doing that.
Exactly.
We can't be doing that.
Dave, would you, if you're the coach, would you say, cool it, shut the book?
I'm always thinking the team should go up. The team should be united, and everybody's got to be working together. And you can't have the distraction. What's the standard person distraction, do you think, with his comments?
It is a distraction. Back off that phone a little bit, Dave.
I think maybe you need to put the phone to your ear and take it off a speaker. That might be the problem.
Well, I did that before, so let's finish that right now.
Dave's a big football fan. He's a big football fan.
Say it again there. He's crazy. Are you there? Can we hear you now?
Yeah. Is it out now?
Yeah, it's a little bit better. If you talk a little softer, I think it'll be better. So crazy.
Right, I got to ask him about the quarterback.
Please.
Here. Okay, Dave, I got to ask you a question.
You're going to ask Dave a question.
These four teams that have advanced, what four out of those four teams, which quarterback are you most enthrilled with? Who's going to impress here?
I think Jayden Daniels is a just assessment. And I think that the Redskins or the Commanders, play like they played on Saturday. Nobody can beat them.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That's because you're an SEC guy.
I'll tell you what, Dave.
LSU. Hang up, Dave, and call us right back on that same
couldn't
number.
Couldn't understand a mumbling word.
We're not hearing Dave, and it's crazy. Maybe he's doing some kind of a dialect.
Well, this guy has. This,
I heard him fine, guys. I don't know. Maybe it's my ear.
This is what I tell you about Dave. This is what I gather about him with him calling in over the years. I know that he's an SEC guy. So he's been following football for
Tennessee.
He's been following football for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I've noticed about him, that he can distinguish as well as the trained eye with Vince and I, and that is playing the wrong personnel at the wrong time and making poor decisions at the wrong time. He's all over it.
Because he's watched this for a while. Do we have him back? Yeah, pop him back in again. Dave, let's see if you're any better now. Hello. Dave? Dave can't hear us.
Yeah, there he is.
Dave, I'm sorry. We're going to have to get you later.
Yeah,
But Dave, we love you. Call back again. Our experiment sort of failed, but we'll see if we can get you a better phone next week. They got a sale on Verizon at iPhones.
Good talking to you, Dave.
All right, good. We don't even have anything to award Dave over there. We'll call him next week.
Yeah, maybe he needs a bottle of wine.
Well, he'll get a reward once he comes through loud and clear.
That's it. It's good. Well, maybe in a few weeks we'll take another call. I don't know. Let's get into a little bit of analysis here a little bit. Kansas City, last weekend, 23, Houston Texans 14. A lot of people thought the Texans might win. I picked Kansas City. That's my one big win, big deal. Well, what do you guys think?
Well, okay, let's look at these games. The Texans, it's been a game of turnovers, in the postseason. You can't make mistakes. And when you make mistakes, they're just – they just come up like crazy.
Right. They hurt you.
They really do. They magnify the game outcome. And they made two mistakes that game. And that was, they beat them statistically, but the Chiefs make the plays when they count. And that's the difference.
That's what you got to do.
They have the players.
Jackie, you agree with that?
I agree with that 100%. You can't, if you turn the football over twice, you got an 80% chance of losing it. And that's exactly what they did.
We give out the phone number on our show, but we're repairing our phone lines right now after Crazy Dave called in. So we'll remind you, check out our website, onpointlive.net, Instagram, on.point.live, YouTube channel, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. You can also get it at CRN Digital Talk. And email us, onpoint@crntalk.com, onpoint@crntalk.com. We'll be right back on the show. Stay with us here.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back on Point Live. I'm Michael Horn. A shout out to our producer, Corey Guru Marino, doing a good job for us on the show today.
The stars of our show
with the great stories. Jackie Ray Slater, ladies and gentlemen, the toughness of the Ray is in there. And we got Vince Vincenzo Ferragamo is very good. Especially when you get into that. You played in Canada. You can play in the Italian league now.
Play everywhere. Yeah. They have a World Football League.
Anyway, let's continue with our look here of last week's big games over there. We started off with Kansas City 23, Houston Texans 14. You know, the Texans put on a shot here, but, you know, Andy Reid, Mahomes, you got all these great players on the team on Kansas City. They just rolled on. You're right. They come on when they need to come on.
They make the plays when they have to, Michael. But D'Amico Ryan's had a great game plan coming into this game. And, you know, C.J. Stroud was right there to the end. He got banged up a little bit. But you have to credit the coaching staffs, both sides. But, you know, Steve Spagnuolo finds a way defensively to use Chris Jones, and he puts Carlitis. These guys, they make play after play, and they have the best secondary. Look, they have the best with Reed back there and McKenzie. I think they have the best secondary in football. Okay, they cover. So whatever the call is, whether it's man-to-man, if it's blitz, if it's zone, they play it better than anybody else, and they know what to expect.
You know, you speak of Steve Spagnuolo and his defensive prowess relative to attack and offensive. I have never seen, Vince, here if you look at this great pass rusher that they have, Jones, I have never seen a guy like that turn a loose in the middle of the line of scrimmage by offensive lineman to go block linebackers coming up. I've never seen that happen more. Well,
why would you let
him
go?
I have no idea.
You can't let him go.
The guy is breaking down the protection schemes of his opponents as well as anybody I've ever seen.
So you don't know what
to
expect.
There's too many guys coming, you know, free.
From an offensive line standpoint, Jack, you don't know where to expect him, where he's going to line up. Because he might line up over you. He might line up over the center. He might line over the left tackle.
Right.
And then if they move him around.
Vince, if they bring one guy outside of him, it pushes the protection one man wide.
Yeah.
And then if that one man goes wide,
he gonna laugh,
and the guy
gonna
doesn't
ride.
Come, you just turn him loose one-on-one on a guy who's got to snap the ball. It's just an unbelievable mismatch
that he
consistently creates.
They step up, and when they come, they come.
Yeah.
Now there's a reason for what they do.
Now, the other thing, Vince, on the other side of the ball,
sure,
there is no way from this point on in these playoffs that I'm going to be betting against Andy Reid. Andy Reid, in my opinion, does as good a job as I have seen in my association with this game in playing situational football. If it's fourth and one, he's got a package. If it's third and one, he's got a package. He has a package for short yardage and goal line. He's got a package for his passing game. He knows exactly what he's trying to get accomplished. And believe me, Vince, I don't think he designs home run plays until he wants a home run play. I think he designs plays to get him 2 yards here. I want 4 yards here.
Jackie,
he picks out what he wants to get accomplished
every
with his
week.
Play calling.
Every week he has a scheme. He has an innovative play. Like last week, he ran preset motion. He ran a guy right over there. He ran a fake jet sweep, touch pass sweep right. You've never seen it before.
Absolutely.
And so it's not so much the trickery, but it's the innovative design a strategy against what my opponent can do.
Don't forget this. You just said it. Understanding his opponent.
That's correct.
Yeah, understanding what he can do.
So, Jackie, he has a package before game ready to go. He's got a package for everything. Yet he's innovative, so when he's in the game, he can switch and maybe even come up with something totally different because he is playing his opponent and he's seeing what's happening at the particular time in that game, which you can't know until you're in the game.
And then the other thing about it is you can't assume that he's got a bunch of Einsteins on his football team. Everybody is not at the same mental intellect. So he's got to do this in such a way to take advantage of the defenses in such a way where everybody is on the same page all the time.
Well, he has the Einstein or Superman at quarterback. He's got Patrick Mahomes. And when you have that connection between quarterback and receiver, like Travis Kelce, I mean, even Herman Edwards, who I played ball with, who's my roommate in college at Cal. And, you know, he's commented, why don't they guard number 87? Who's guarding him? He just finds ways to get open. And I can't imagine in the, forever thinking about how he could be wide open. You have to have somebody on him. But he's a type of player, Jackie, that can beat double coverage because they have a play they call, and they always do. They say at the they tag on, just get open. So they run a route, and then if the route is not there, just get open, and I'll find you.
That's it.
So it doesn't matter what you're doing. You can't find a way to cover him.
And Andy Reid is the coach, and I'll tell you one thing, and you know who you are, Travis Kelce. No more gut bumping this guy and knocking him for a loop over there.
I hope they keep showing Taylor Swift, too, because I enjoy watching her up there. I like the reactions.
I think everybody's
enjoying it. Kaylin Clark was with her last week.
Yes, she was. But the only thing I'm concerned about was that there were several women there.
A lot.
And our friend, she was the only person that had a glove on her hand. So
it was probably cold in that
booth.
People
were wondering if she was engaged or something.
Maybe it could be.
All right, let's get off that game. Let's look at you Baltimore Raven fans. All year long, one of the best teams in football. You got that great quarterback. You got a great team. They go up against another great quarterback, Josh Allen. The Buffalo Bills beat him 27-25. What's going on in that game, starting with you, Jackie Slater?
Well, I mean, when you look at the Baltimore team, in my opinion, the reason why they faltered this past week is because they didn't run the football enough with their running back, not their quarterback, but with their running back.
It's terrible weather conditions for God's sake.
He should have been given the football pushing toward 30 times, unless he was just beat up. That was a major problem. We knew Lamar was going to get his, but when you all of a sudden are not gearing up for the big 230-pound back running down the field, and you're looking for Lamar with all these little clever fake hands-offs and all that, now you can squeeze that offense down pretty good. That was my opinion, Vince. When I looked at it.
Well, I thought credit the Buffalo defense, too, because they were very staunch against the run. They limited Derrick Henry running the football in the first half. So that took them away from their game plan somewhat. But three turnovers was the deciding factor in this game. And, you know, of all the quarterbacks, and an MVP season like Lamar Jackson will be named the MVP because that's during the regular season. But of all the quarterbacks, the 10 quarterbacks that have won multiple MVPs, all of them have had winning percentages in the playoffs. Lamar is the only one that has not had a winning percentage and has never made it to a Super Bowl.
One other stat, Jackie Slater, you brought this up before on turnovers. Vince, you mentioned turnovers. What's the stat you have for turnovers? How many turnovers?
If you turn the football over twice,
you
have an 80% chance of losing that ball game if your opponent doesn't turn it over.
And if you turn the ball over three times, it's probably even worse than that. It's probably 90% chance. But, you know, my take on this, in this game, I'd rather be lucky than good.
So here it is. Come on.
It's the pass at the end of the game.
Yep.
Lamar Jackson throwing the ball to Mark Andrews, his top receiver, the guy who's been dependable for him all along, and he drops a ball, hit him in the gut. It's like, I mean, I'd rather be lucky for the Bills because that would have put him in overtime, and who knows who would have won that game.
I was online and going and tweeting and sending some voicemails back and forth, and one guy told me, he says, I can't believe he dropped the football. Jackie Slater, that was you.
Absolutely.
Come on.
Absolutely.
He never drops a ball.
He said he'd rather be lucky and all that. I said, what in the world? This guy has been nothing but spectacular when it comes to bailing Lamar out in passing situations. Like Kelce, he is always open, and he makes big catches, been doing it for years. And now here we are. He fumbled in the ball game, got the ball knocked out of his hand. They lost that. That was one turnover. And we're not going to call this a turnover at the two-point conversion, but he dropped the ball that hit him right in his hands.
Right in the hands.
Now, believe it or not, there are some people that you and I know who thinks that had to do with the quarterback's delivery.
Vince Ferragamo.
The man got hit right in the hands and he dropped the ball.
Well, you know what? Every quarterback needs a good quarterback coach and a good offensive coordinator. And Todd Monken is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. But you need to have a quarterback coach to work fundamentals. I don't care who you are. Okay, even Patrick Mahomes has a quarterback coach working fundamentals.
So who does Lamar Jackson have?
I don't know who his quarterback coach
whoever
is.
Whoever
you know
he
what?
Has you told have him to move throw in the ball to the guy and hit him in the hand.
You have to move in rhythm.
You can't blame
Your him. Arm has to come in the rhythm and throw a timely pass, especially
you
when
this
you have 1 or 2 yards distance. To work with.
Okay, ladies,
the man
ladies
is blaming the quarterback.
It's critical
for hitting
to throw a
pass with the ball
accurate pass.
Hold on a second here. Vince Ferragamo, you're the quarterback.
I'm telling you.
You were trying to tell us before the show started that there's some kind of a little dance that Lamar does or whatever before he releases the ball. Does
dance
that affect
and queen. The dance and queen song?
Is that
if
what
he would have just had that resonated in his head, then he would have slowed his feet down right into beautiful throw. And you know what?
So how does
Who knows? He might have still dropped the perfect pass. I don't know. The weather was cold, but it gives you a better chance.
Okay, so seriously now, what about the weather? What difference does that weather make? It's a big difference in these games.
Sometimes your hands are numb. Your head goes numb, but you still got to think. You know, it's just the way it is. I mean, I've played in Buffalo before with the weather conditions, and it makes you look bad.
Isn't there one quarterback that wears a glove or something?
Oh, well, listen, Josh Allen wears a glove on his left hand. You never wear a glove on your throwing hand.
Okay.
I don't care what they say.
Okay.
You know, Kenny Pickett. Take the glove off your throwing hand.
All I know is that these two eyeballs of mine.
Yeah. Jackie Ray Slater's eyeballs.
I saw the quarterback throw the ball to the tight end.
I did.
It hit him in the palms of both hands.
Right, the hands right there.
Just like that. Like, and he dropped it.
And he dropped
That's
it.
All I know.
Picture Even I
perfect.
Could catch it.
You
he's throwing so well.
Picture perfect. To win Super Bowl.
Oh, my goodness.
What are your thoughts? Email us on that. We'd love to get your viewpoints. We'll talk about it next week. Email us onpoint@crntalk.com, onpoint@crntalk.com. And when you're emailing us, please enter our contest. We're giving away a Harmony cheese package with Vince Ferragamo wine, a super Tuscan blend, and we're going to give one away on today's show. We'll probably give one away in a few weeks. So enter onpoint@crntalk.com. Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater will be back. Stay with us. We got some more games to analyze, and we got some big ones coming up. Don't go away.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
Flex Premium Athleisure is softness that plays hard. From the couch to the gym to the office and beyond, Flex gives you premium comfort and style that keeps up with anything without costing everything. Whether you're chasing the ball or chasing the kids, life's a workout. Flex with it. Exclusively at Kohl's. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back on Point Live. I'm Michael Horn with the stars of our show, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater, former Rams, great football fanatics here right now. They watch these games. They text back and forth, and I happen to be on the chain there. These guys are watching everything. This quarterback maniac here, Vince Ferragamo, knows everything about quarterbacks.
He sees everything, though.
Jackie can't believe some of the things he sees, and he just goes off on them. So let's say we got two more games to analyze from last weekend. We'll start with you, Vince Ferragamo. Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles 28, the Rams 22 in terrible conditions there, but Saquon Barkley was playing away. And what do you think of that game?
Well, again, turnovers, Jackie, two turnovers by the Rams. The Eagles were had no turnovers. They played at home. It's a story about Saquon Barkley this year. I mean, he had the two long runs that were backbreaking for the Rams. But I give a lot of credit for the Rams' attempt to come back in that game, down 13 points with 4.5 minutes to go. They come back, drive the ball right down the field, make it look so easy. And then you think, oh, man, there's one touchdown away from winning this game. And, you know, who stepped up? Jalen, okay, Carter stepped up. He sacked Matthew Stafford, and it pretty much put a damper on them coming back to win that game. But, you know, it was a tough game. I just think that, you know, the best teams do prevail in those situations, and that's why they're the number one defense in the NFL. They stood up when they had to. They made the plays. Jalen Hurts played through tough pain. He came through with a knee injury. He still played. I mean,
gotta do it.
It was just great overall effort.
Jackie,
I mean,
Slater,
in every phase of the game.
It was great overall effort. There's no doubt about it, Vince. But when you have two men on the same offensive unit that are capable of taking off with the football for 40 plus yards, then you got your hands full. Mm-hmm. And there's no doubt about it. The Rams had their hand full. Now, I'm looking at the Rams, and the thing that was the most perplexing to me as I watched this game, and I love Puka Nacua, but I'm absolutely, absolutely over the moon with Cooper Kupp and his professionalism and his technique, his skill, his awareness of how to beat people. Mm-hmm. This might be the best route running receiver I've seen in all of my association with the game from the eighth grade until my 20th season. So this guy is smart. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think he and Cooper Kupp and Matthew Stafford, along with Puka Nacua,
three quarterbacks,
it's like having
on the field.
Three quarterbacks
the
on the
Holy
field.
Trinity.
But the thing that bothered me most when I watched this game is that I did not see the ball going towards Cooper Kupp nearly enough.
I agree.
Nearly enough.
He was targeted five times, caught three passes.
And one other thing annoyed you in this game, and that's your good friend Jared
Verse.
Big Mouth.
First of all, let's set him up.
The comments on. He talked about not only the Eagles, he talked about the fans in the stands, and that got everybody
all
hating.
Right, well, wait a minute. Yeah. Before we let Vince get going on this guy, because Vince has a problem with guys talking a lot of noise because most of the time the noise talkers were barking at him. I never had noise talkers barking. I had one guy.
Well, they did. And then
I had one guy.
What happened to that guy?
Yeah, well,
he wished he would have never said it.
I had one guy to mouth off and everything, and then we got it all worked out. But Vince, he's always getting it. So that's why it bothers him. But when you think about we're talking about Jared Verse here.
Yes.
Now, Jared Verse is a rookie. He's the only rookie in the NFL to make the Pro Bowl. And today we just found out he is the rookie of the year. So, you know, when the Rams acquired him, now this is my understanding, when the Rams acquired him, they knew exactly, you don't draft a guy that high unless you know who he is. And he didn't change his colors that much. This guy was the same guy in college that he is right now, which is always talking noise. always for some guys it gets them going. It makes them play at a different level. But the other thing that it does is if you got a whole bunch of guys that are quiet and don't say very much, you need a man like that. Mm-hmm. So it's as if the Rams went out and drafted a mouth and a very, very good pass rusher. The combination of those two, sometimes they work. And in this particular case, it's working.
You're getting it all wrong. He's a poet. His name is Jared Verse. So he has a poem or something to lay on the opposing team that ticks off someone like Vince Ferragamo when he talks.
Well, the Rams, let's put it this way. The Rams needed confidence. They were a young team. They started 1-4. They needed someone to step up and to give them a voice, okay? And everybody was listening.
Especially on the defensive side of the ball with Aaron Donald retiring.
That's correct. And so it worked. And I'm not taking anything away from his ability, because there's nobody has a better work ethic than this guy, because we saw him at pregame warm-ups, and he's working with a lather going on, Jackie. You've seen the videos that I videoed from the sideline. So this guy does have a great work ethic, and he was, along with Byron Young, who may have been a problematic with the team that didn't draft him, that should have drafted him.
So stop right there. You mentioned there's a problem with the teams, Jackie. Know who they're going to get. They know all about it when they draft him. What about this Byron Young? There was a mistake. There were two Byron Youngs.
There were two Byron Youngs coming out of the same draft.
Come on. Did they know who they were going for?
Selections away from each other, but the Raiders selected Byron Young. And this is the guy they had called. They had three-man line defense. So why do you need – they already have four defensive linemen on your team. Why do you need another one? They drafted the wrong guy, the wrong Byron Young. So that is critical. You need to know who you're going after.
It's the Raiders.
But anyway,
how he would have fit. Because this guy's a dynamic edge rusher. I mean, he is really, really good at what he does.
So that's right. So you got to know your players when you're drafting them as well, too. Is that right?
Hopefully. Sure. But back to Jackie's point about Cooper Kupp and the Rams. They were using him in motion. He was wide open in most of every time he ran a route. I don't know why they just didn't throw to him almost every down. They almost still down. Would be wondering, you know,
maybe they couldn't
how
see him
did
in
the Rams
blizzard?
Beat us by three touchdowns?
Even if Cooper Kupp is closely covered, you throw him the football.
He's going to get the ball because
he's
going to
get the ball, or he's going to put the defender in a position where he gets called for pass interference.
And then the yak yardage, the yards after
the
catch.
The run after catch.
He's not the fastest guy that ever played the game.
I mean, Jackie, I was watching. I said, this is going to be a long day for Philadelphia. And they didn't
Cooper Kupp
throw
is healthy.
Anymore.
The only thing I can think of is maybe that he was sucking it up and he had some issues and McVay was
He didn't look hurt to me, did he?
He didn't look hurt to me.
This is a championship.
I'm not
going to
trash talk you, Jackie Slater, ever. Let me tell
when
you,
get
a little worked
you,
up.
Hey, well, give those Philadelphia Eagles coaches
got to give them some credit.
Nick Sirianni and Vic Fangio.
Yeah, they did a good
those
job.
Guys,
they did a good job.
Those guys.
But they didn't cover Cooper Kupp.
All right, we got a lot more time to cover.
No coaching can.
Commanders, Detroit Lions. The Detroit Lions supposed to win everything. 31 to Commanders, 45. Come on, that quarterback.
Five turnovers again. Whoa. You know, I think the one pass that Jared Goff wish he had back was the post route. He tried to throw to Williams down the middle. And that was man-to-man coverage, Jackie. And that was a little too close to throw that post route that way. You have to throw a seam route or a post that's, you know, 55
Vertical.
Yards down
Vertical.
The field. Huge. Throw a big rainbreaker. Break it down.
True.
But it just got away from them. And, you know, I thought they were probably the better team. But they didn't make the plays, and they were making too many mistakes. Jaden Daniels. Oh, my gosh.
Four turnovers. And then earlier there was a game. You and I were pulling me towards knighting Jared Goff as the MVP this year.
He played that kind of game.
He really energized that football team, and everybody in the city believed in him. And then he goes and he does what he does this past week, and now everybody's blaming him for the loss. His offensive starting right tackle has come out and defended him and everything. And it's kind of sad to see because I thought he had a pretty good year.
The reason why they had such a great year is
because
of him.
Because he's
throwing the ball. He's got some great talented players to
Jared
throw the ball.
Jared Goff still has to prove himself.
Well, wait a minute. One more thing before we leave Jared Goff. Yes. I want to know, do you think Jared Goff is going to be the same player this time next year in light of the fact that he just lost his offensive coordinator?
Ben Johnson
he's
went
going
to
the Chicago
Bears. I don't know, Jackie, because that's the job that needs to be understudied by, you know, Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
The head coach has to get a replacement, and it's going to be tough to find somebody of that ability to do wonders with the quarterback.
He just got Jared Goff playing at this
high level.
At a very, very high level. Difficult. And now all of a sudden he's gone.
All right, now coming up this weekend, we got the championship games here, and we've got let's look at this AFC game, Kansas City Chiefs against the Buffalo Bills. Your thoughts?
Huh. I know Vince likes the quarterback. He likes the quarterback over there at Buffalo, and I like him too because he's 240 pounds. He's a physical guy and everything.
Josh Allen.
He's a big physical guy, but I'm telling you right now, situational football with talented players is what always wins. And I think that there is very few connections between head coach and quarterback like what we see with Andy Reid and his quarterback. And I think they're going to be very difficult to not only to beat in this game, but beyond this point.
Well, you know what wins these games, Jackie, is it's a team effort, right? We're talking about, like, Lamar Jackson can't do it himself. He can't be Superman in this game. Patrick Mahomes is the leader of this team, but it takes a team to win. So I like the entire team of the Chiefs better. I like their composition on defense. I like their personnel. I like offense. I like what they've done with their
schemes. You just talked about their coach.
Their special teams. They're all good. There's not one area that they can't beat you at.
Right.
And if it's going to come down to one play, they're going to make that play. I don't care if it's special teams, it's on defense, or it's on offense.
You can feel that, Vince.
It is.
I can feel that. And I hate it.
Well,
but I just
you can't beat it. You cannot beat it.
You cannot. I felt this way about the Rams football team a few years ago when they won the Super Bowl. I felt this way about the Rams football team in St. Louis when they won the Super Bowl and they had the greatest show on turf. Just been a handful of teams that I felt this way about, but this is one of them.
Okay, so I'm voting Chiefs. Anybody with me?
Vince? Get that right. We're all in
unison. All right, so we're all in there. Let's look at Washington Eagles. Washington Commanders against the Eagles. What do you think?
Washington has to travel. Now, they had them at home last time they played. I think they beat the Eagles at home. But Jaden Daniels has been so much of a phenom out there this year. Just as a rookie, there's never been a rookie to go to a Super Bowl, okay, to start your rookie season and win. But he's 25 years old.
Are you expecting a rookie meltdown?
No, I'm not. And I tell you why. Because he is at the top of his game. And Mike mentioned a thing. What is that variable
virtual
speed?
He uses virtual reality. He puts it on there and he runs everything at 1.75 times speed. So when he's in the game, it's slow-mo compared to what he's been studying. Man, when he sit there, he can look at people in the crowd and go, hey, wave at this guy. And then he throws the football. So this kid, he's grounded religiously. He's solid on the ground. If he keeps all that, if his coaching staff keeps him, I look for an upset here with these Washington Commanders over the Eagles.
Well, other thing too, Jay, he has a defense that's ranked 18th in scoring. All the other quarterbacks that have went to a title game, okay, all rookie quarterbacks have had either a defense in scoring ranked one or second or third. Okay, 18th. That means he doesn't depend on the defense to score. They will do all the scoring themselves. And I have never seen a younger quarterback like him come in the league, throw under pressure, and throw a deep pass as accurate as he can throw it.
Well, you know,
he has a mindset that's just beautiful. He understands what he's trying to accomplish out there.
You know, it's funny. I don't know.
Got a minute left for you, Jack.
Got a minute left. Yeah. I don't know if we're going to eventually start giving credit to the college players for the games that they play and the schools they're exposed to. But this guy is 25 years old. When I was 25 years old, I was in my fourth season. You were in your third season.
Yeah.
He's a rookie, and the man has played 50 college football games at least and won a Heisman Trophy. This is not a rookie.
Yeah.
This is not a rookie playing quarterback for Washington.
Got a few more seconds left, Jackie. If you were really wound up, Jackie
I'm
Slater.
So I like Washington. I like Washington in this game.
How about you, Jackie?
I like Washington too.
I'm with you guys. All right, there you have it. All right, don't forget to check us out on the website onpointlive.net, and don't forget to get to our email your name and address to us so you can enter our Harmony Cheese Vince Ferragamo wine pack. We're giving away a few of these here this season. onpoint@crntalk.com. onpoint@crntalk.com. Check us out on YouTube. On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. Coming right back up here with a prize winner. Stay with us here on CRN.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Point Live. On Point Live, ladies and gentlemen. We're back with you here. Michael Horn, Jackie Slater, Vince Ferragamo. Our winner for this round of prize pack, and we'll be having some more here throughout the season, is David Januska from Edgewater, Florida. David, congratulations.
All the way in Edgewater.
Yeah, he says, hi, guys.
All the way back there by Tampa Bay.
Yeah, he says, I doubt you could find a bigger LA Rams fan than myself. Both Vince and Jackie are two of my all-time favorites. I would like to enter the contest and additionally like to know how I can get some signed memorabilia from you two.
We can get him a bottle of wine. We'll sign the bottle of wine.
Yeah, we'll send that out to you.
Maybe the cheese.
Yeah, the cheese too. Got another comment in from somebody. He sends to us here. This comes to us. He says, Kansas City three-peat. Buffalo finally gets a Super Bowl win. Rookie Jaden Daniels wins a ring. What are your thoughts, guys?
I think the three-peat is the biggest.
Is he wondering which one of those three would
has
the most substance?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think the three-peat. I think that's one of the toughest things to ever do.
It's never been done before.
Never been done.
It's been close, but never been done before.
Finally.
I'm inclined to agree with you, Vince, but I think Jalen Daniels winning a ring would be it would speak volumes for his excellence as a young
quarterback.
But
that can be done, maybe. That's a future thing.
Yeah, that's true.
It's harder to win three consecutive Super Bowls.
Yeah, I agree. I picked Ohio State over Notre Dame.
Your guys' thoughts on that
game,
Howard, huh?
You know, Jack, you mentioned the first drive was unbelievable Notre Dame, but
right
that took
down the
so
field.
Much out of Leonard. He rushed the ball nine times. He was beat after that.
Yeah, it did seem like he was kind of tired, but, man, what a drive that was. And if they had put together two or three more of those, there's no way they'd lose
direct
the
runs,
game.
Running that kid right up the middle every time.
I mean, you can't make a living doing that kind of stuff.
As Will Howard showed him later. You can run it once in a while, but you got to be able to throw the ball. And that,
it's not like Jeremiah Smith. Not like he was Lamar.
Oh, boy, he's going to be a future NFL star. Let me tell you right now.
Just a freshman, man.
Oh, yeah.
All right. 6'4". There you have it for us. Don't forget, enter our contest, onpoint at crntalk.com. Get us your name and address in on that. Go to our sponsor, harmonycheese.com. Get your cheese packs. The cheesemonger, Jackie, you say, get some Harmony.
Smoked Gouda, all of them.
And Vince
Ferragamo. The most popular cheese is cheddar cheese, though, I'm telling you.
Get yourself some grapes.
And the dinner, mac and cheese.
Get yourself some grapes.
Mention you listen to On Point Live.
Just simple Ritz crackers would do the trick.
Some Ritz crackers and the cheese.
And if you put some raisins on, I'm telling you right now.
You know how many pounds of cheese people consume a year? 33 pounds.
He's going to keep on going.
Just a little bit of red wine. With
we got to get out of here.
Just
go to our website, onpointlive.net. Check out the On Point Live with Vince and Jackie on YouTube. They'll keep talking forever on us. They're cheese nuts over there. HarmonyCheese.com. See you next week. Michael Horn, Jackie Slater, Vince Ferragamo. Thanks so much for watching and listening.